Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
All right, time for the question of the day here on a Tuesday. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. What's an event or an event in your life that did not live up to the hype? 713-572-4610 is the number to text. Hey, Bill Belichick, I know what your answer is. Don't even worry about it, brother. UNC getting absolutely pummeled.
Drubbed
is the word I was looking for.
Drubbed, yes.
48-14 by TCU. They got out to a nice 7-0 lead. Scored on the first drive. I was like, oh, man. Freddie Kitchens.
I was mad.
Freddie Kitchens
like,
doing some stuff.
Dang it, he is good. Dang it.
And not so fast, my friend. Right? Yes, like that's the way that you needed to go with this because TCU settled into the game, and apparently UNC settled out of the game. The offense didn't look any better after that. It kind of fell apart. Gio Lopez, the transfer from South Alabama, was running for his life. In fact, he got knocked out of this game.
Mm-hmm.
Max Johnson.
That's the former Texas A&M quarterback, number 6, that's playing somewhere else.
Yeah, that is so funny to me. The
five
idea
or
that
six of
yeah,
them.
Five that are playing somewhere, well, starting somewhere else, and or starting this year. And I was like, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
I don't either.
A&M, to be honest. But, yeah, I questions as to why Max Johnson, who has experience at this level and probably looked better, at least in that game, wasn't your starter going in. All things, like, there's a lot of reasons to go, hey, Bill Belichick, does he still have his fastball? Because he kind of lost his ability. I think the big thing from my perspective, and tell me if you think I'm wrong here, Lopez, as to why Bill Belichick started waning in the NFL, was he typically, the thing that he did so well was bringing a little bit of a zig to where everybody was zagging in schematics. He brought, like, a schematic advantage in a way that was different to where everybody else was doing in the NFL, and he no longer was bringing that while also not being a good personnel guy. And so when you don't have a schematic advantage, you kind of tank. And it feels like I'm feeling that lack of schematic advantage at the college level, where typically schematics go up in the football chain.
Yeah.
They start at college football, and then the NFL adopts them a little bit. And this is why I thought this would be a bad idea.
Yeah, I agree. I think he's having to adjust to college football rather than the NFL having to adjust to him. And that's the biggest that's the biggest difference. And also the personnel thing, 70 new players. You heard about that a lot last night. And
I think that was third most in the in the FBS.
Yeah, and so it was ugly, man. It was ugly from the get go there.
More ugly than your wedding, apparently.
Yeah. What's an event or an event in your life that did not live up to the hype? I don't want to say this too harshly because I had fun.
I know, that's what I was trying to put you into a corner right there if you didn't notice.
But it's out there. Like my wedding, when you consider the hype and everyone involved, and then you end up being mostly anxious and trying to keep, you know, meet everybody and say hello to everybody and then go through all the rigmarole of everything you have to do during a wedding. It was like I was on this real tight schedule.
Throw the garter.
Yeah, you got to throw the garter.
Got to cut the cake.
Got to do all that.
First dance time.
Exactly.
Got to take pictures.
We did introductions, which I'm not a big fan of, and we didn't do it with my kids' weddings, but we did that. It's like,
have you eaten yet?
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't as much fun as the hype was, but my kids' weddings were 100 times better. But beyond that, slam dunk contests in general.
Facts. We're here.
They never live up to the hype anymore.
No, and that's because I think that's more about the hype than the actual quality of the dunks now.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to be out here lying to your face and saying, well, we're getting the same quality, but I think it's because the bar is so high that trying to meet it is damn near impossible.
Yeah.
And so guys are doing dunks that they probably would not do normally. Like, if you go back and watch some of the dunks that won or like were really highly, like D. Brown pumping up his shoes.
Yeah.
And that dunk was extra regular, but it meant something at the time because, like, oh, this is so cool. And our expectations weren't where they are now. Yeah, dunk contests are absolutely not going to live up to hype every time. But I'm the idiot who will step, and I'll be there every time.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually expand this out to All-Star Weekend as a whole.
Yeah.
And now we might go to just any All-Star Weekend is not going to live up to the hype, but I will be seated every time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree. I'll watch it. Et cetera. Some other things that didn't necessarily live up to the hype. And somebody says, Lopez, I can't believe you didn't get the pictures. I didn't have any. Our photographer at our wedding took the money and ran. We don't have any pictures of our wedding.
Official pictures anyway. Some other things for me. I guess you could say for a lot of people, you know, sex the first time. if we're being honest.
I mean, yeah. In your head, not enjoying the experience.
Yeah.
Don't know what to expect. Mm-hmm. Feel a little bit like Arch Manning, missing your spots at times. No, I get it. I understand what's happening.
What about NCAA tournament games in big stadiums?
Strong agree here.
Yeah.
It doesn't have the right atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And then also just any event, and this is where it gets tough because I was trying to see if I could find an event that correlated for me so I could get to this point.
Yeah.
And the answer is no. Like, first basketball game, loved it. Mm-hmm. First football game, you were there for it.
Yep.
Enjoyed it quite a bit. I thought that this would be the one where maybe. First baseball game, loved the experience.
Yeah.
But I think the NCAA tournament games in big stadiums hits it, which is, this is better at my couch, on my couch. You know what I mean?
Totally agree.
Like, the sight lines are not designed for this sport in this venue. Mm-hmm. You're just doing this so that we can get as many people in here as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And so I am not enjoying this. The egress and ingress are not good.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, this is tough. This is tough for the circumstance that we're trying to do. And I'm not enjoying this. I'm not getting the benefit of the play-by-play as I would on TV. And I can't see it. I just can't see it. The atmosphere is not good. The vision isn't good. So why am I here? Except it's a thing.
Yeah, I'm here. What about, you're probably too young for this, Geraldo Rivera opening Al Capone's vault?
I am too young for this, but I think the things that are akin to this is, you know how Discovery Channel would do like these various, oh, this is about to happen and it's going to be televised live, whether it's like...
Oh, the bait and switch.
Yeah, man. Yeah, Michael Phelps racing a shark.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, he's going to be in the water with a shark. Nope. That's not what happened. Yeah. Or like the man racing a horse thing where it's like, he ain't race no horse.
Didn't Michael Johnson do that?
It might have been. Was it Michael Johnson?
I think Michael Johnson raced a horse.
Yeah, and it's just like
it's a horse.
It never delivers in the, because the hype sounds so good, and you probably should know better. And you're just like, no, this is not going to hit.
Mm-hmm.
One that I saw earlier on the text line that I actually agree with is TCU losing to Colorado week one last year or the year prior?
Mm-hmm. It was 23 after they made that national championship. Yeah. I watched that game.
Right, because they made the national championship. Got absolutely smoked.
Yeah, but wasn't the hype more so for Colorado?
It was, and this is where I imagine the response here is being a little bit of a hater, and I have to admit, I was being a little bit of a hater. In the same way I've been looking at Bill Belichick, like, hey, you're coming in trying to flout what college football is doing and think you're going to be successful. I am not plotting on your downfall. However, I can foresee what's about to happen. I kind of did the same thing with Colorado where I was like, yo, guys, pump the brakes on this. Y'all are getting too high. And the Colorado got here and looked pretty good against TCU. And I was like, damn it.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Two of the last 3 years, TCU opened up their games against high profile coaching.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I kind of felt like it was going to bite them in the ass again this go around. But
it didn't.
I mean, North Carolina has 70 new players on the roster. Mm-hmm.
No excuses. No excuses, Bill. No, but I do. Yeah, do your job, Bill.
What about Mike Tyson and Jake Paul?
Yeah.
I don't
know. That was hype.
That was.
But I knew that was going to be
there. We felt
it. I think the one that got me, because that one didn't get me. I was like, I'm going to watch this, but I know I'm going to be disappointed. I was like, there it is. The one that actually got me is I told myself for the longest time, they are doing this too late. Don't get your hopes up. But I did. Manny Pacquiao, Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah.
Because that fight should have happened like 4 years prior when they were both a lot closer to their primes. And then we have the big time battle that we were all looking forward to with dudes at the top of their game. When they eventually made the fight, it was like, damn, they're not at the top of their game. But maybe this will still be, because this also wasn't like that exhibition, circus kind of exhibit thing that clearly Tyson and and what's the old boy's name? Was
Jake Paul.
There we go.
Yeah.
This one was, these are two legitimate fighters, top of their game, finally meeting.
I got hyped up for Tyson and Paul.
And then it wasn't there.
I was like,
personally for me, I didn't really care.
Yeah. I was hyped up about that. Somebody said crawfish. Now we're getting into the food.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Crawfish. There's got to be a story behind it because some people can mess up cooking crawfish.
But also the effort that goes into it, some people don't like.
That is
you
gotta
fair.
Work for
that's them. Fair. You got to work for them.
But you it's sound
delicious.
Lazy right now.
It's
yeah,
delicious.
Exactly. Exactly.
But look, I can't be too mad at the people that are like, the work that it's worth to get the tail out is a little bit more than what they're here for.
Yeah.
I respect it. I can't get there.
I know, me neither.
I can't get there, though. And a little judgmental. Mm-hmm. That's me. That's less about you. That's more about me. Somebody did make a good point, though. It's like, the boiled bags at Red Lobster.
Well,
those ones were just,
are they hyped?
Though they were.
They were.
People were hyped up for them. A couple more before we go here. Somebody had mentioned that it's going to sound insensitive. They said a funeral. A good friend passed and family said that they were just going to celebrate, no crying. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one's going to be hard.
That always is the case. You try. Like, let's celebrate. He would have liked, she would have liked it this way. Whatever. Nope. Never works that way.
No. So salute to Bill Belichick giving us another one of these. Somebody said In-N-Out Burger. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
This is, I think that a lot of, sorry, I was about to wrap it up and I found one more thing. I think a lot of things that are recommendations just inherently, and this is why I'm very hesitant to
take
recommendations.
That's a good point.
Because in order to sell you on the recommendation, I got to hype it.
Yes.
But then I might push it beyond where it actually needs to be.
That's a good one. Have you had the hamburger at blah, blah, blah? It's the best hamburger. It's a hamburger. It's a hamburger.
I think it was Chris or Luke mentioned Tyler's legendary mac and cheese.
Oh, there you go. Put a bow on it. Tyler, you know, went for, 2 weeks?
I still need to see it.
Talking about the legendary mac and cheese. And it was good, but it was mac and cheese.
I still need it. Oh, wow, they're coming for your city. They said the Alamo and the Riverwalk didn't live up to my expectations at all.
The Alamo, the thing about the Alamo, when I used to take...
It's so much smaller than you realize.
It's small, yeah.
Like all the stories, because you go through your Texas history class and remember the Alamo and you're like, they were fighting for that?
Mm-hmm.
And yes, they were. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL where, ladies and gentlemen, we have completed the NFL Top 100. What do we take away from that? And Micah Byers remorse? Question mark? Mm-hmm. We'll talk about all that next.